100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's Sunday, so it's time for the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. Today's topic, it's this week's topic, or is it this month? I don't know. The topic is underwear. After how many years, you just got to hit every word, don't you? At some point, we're just going to start doing words in Dutch. So it's underwear, and a lot of people shared their underwear and their stories with us this week. You can see the whole list at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. So let's just get started, and I will see you on the flip side.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. The cops were getting annoyed. They knew I'd killed him, and they knew that I'd disposed of the body, but without it, they had nothing on me, and I was going to walk free. I was having fun. And the more questions they asked me, the more I led them on a wild goose chase. I let slip a few details, confident that without the incriminating evidence, the worst they could do me for was wasting police time. They knew I'd left the body in a basement, in the city, somewhere. But what I wouldn't tell them was underwear.
Greetings, Goon Squad, from Munzee. Here for your last week as the Goon Squad. How was it for you? Did you achieve your squad goals? What's even a squad goal? Perhaps we'll never know. Story time. This story was co-written by a 5-year-old, by Christopher Monroe. What do loggers have on under their pants? Lumberware. What about Thor? God of Thunderwear. Pirates? Plunderwear, which is gross, if you think about it. Stolen underwear. I get that pirates aren't the most hygienic people, but seriously. I mean, laundry facilities on old-timey pirate ships can't be all that great. Are they seriously going around in used undergarments stolen from ships they loot? That's pretty disgusting. Indefensible. For that reason, even if there were no others, I could never be a pirate. Anywho, what about 80s hitmakers' Men at Work? What do they have on under their pants? Land down underwear. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. That's the month, Goon Squad. And what a month it's been. But I'll be back in October with something spooky.
Good morning, everyone. It's Richard here. This week's story is... I've lost it. It was here a moment ago. Where is it? One moment. Ah, yes. Underwear. This week's story, as I said, is underwear. Here we go. As a young child, my parents' nickname for me was Clark Kent. I was far too young at the time to attach any significance to this, and it was a good few years later that I learned about Superman. Needless to say, I was pleased that my parents had seen such potential in me. The name stuck, and even today I'm known as Clark to my friends, and it always makes me smile. Until this week's family get-together, when I mentioned it to my mother. She laughed. We called you that because your underwear was always on display. That's me done, so until next week, I'll try and get organized. Bye-bye.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 544 on the topic of underwear. I am back from vacation. I'll have to say it was the voyage of the damned. I was sick most of the time. I still haven't recovered fully. And all in all, I probably should have just stayed home. Anyway, my first story is called Summer Breeze. The summer was hot and humid. Larry was tired of having his underwear stick to him. His nether regions were constantly bathed in sweat, and the damp shorts chafed when he walked. He decided to go commando. As he strode to his office, he felt good. No more sweat. No more chafing. Larry wished he had done this years ago. He received some strange looks. Was it obvious he lacked underwear? He glanced down. Yes, apparently it was obvious, because his fly was down and his penis was flapping in the breeze. And my second story is called Industrial Safety. Stockton was ready for the overseas visitors to the factory. His boss had said that a small group would be taking a tour and spending the day on the factory floor, and that Stockton was responsible for seeing to the safety and comfort of the visitors. To that end, he had sent ahead some safety instructions. Hard hats needed to be worn at all times, along with steel-toed shoes, no jewelry, and, in case the group included women, no skirts or dresses. Pants only, to prevent loose-fitting clothing from getting caught in the machinery. The group arrived. Stockton watched in amazement as they walked into his office. 3 men and 2 women, clad in hard hats, chambray shirts, work boots, and bikini underwear.
"Bloody hell, mate," one of the guests said. "You Yanks really take safety seriously. Never been told up to showin' me pants before."
And yes, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called French Underwear. It was Montmartre. Day 5. The last piece of underwear had been worn. It was at that very moment that the seminal wisdom of traveling was reduced to a subatomic singularity. When you are out of underwear, it's time to come home. My traveling compatriot had circumvented this reality by successfully working through the third level mystery of the Paris auto laundromat. I chose the way of Galerie Lafayette, no less mysterious and fraught with peril. No small, medium, LG labeling, just weird numbers and letters. What I ended up purchasing made the 7-hour flight home, in a word, challenging. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The light was on and no one answered. The police found her in her bedroom, sprawled on the bed. She had been stabbed 16 times. A lover, a stalker, her dealer, an intruder perhaps. Then they arrested the neighbor, because he waltzed into the precinct and confessed. "I killed her with the kitchen knife, it's still there." Simple, right? Nope. The police searched the house. They couldn't find the knife. Circumstantial evidence, not enough. He was released. At her funeral, he wrapped the knife in her panties and stuffed it in the coffin under the frou-frou laces and walked away. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next Sunday. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Turabrazoino here with a story about underwear. You know, in Lord of the Rings, I sometimes wondered how Elvish society actually worked, because the only elves you get to see are the great lords and ladies, like Elrond and Galadriel. You never get to see the slaves or the servants, if that's what they have. Are there Elvish slaves? Do they grumble about their lot? Or maybe they kidnap human children as babies? The story is inspired by those reflections as well. Once upon a time, there was a boy so clever that he could think things that no adult ever would. Like, who makes the elves' underwear? There were still elves in the world then, beings so beautiful that one could hardly imagine their underwear, or their toilets, or their drains. It became his life's ambition to study them and spy out their everyday lives. But the more he discovered, the more tenuous their existence became, for they were always creatures as much of myth as of reality. And that is why there are no longer any elves in the world.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 544. With a prompt of underwear. That's right. Next week, Flypaper Boy, Coming of Age, will be free on Kindle from Monday through Friday. So check it out, please. Here's my story. Dr. West pushed his assistant, Salt, aside and said, "Where he works is unimportant. We're here to determine the source of his transformative ability." Harold Salt shrugged and backed away. "Boy," Dr. West said, "transform for us." "I can't," Mickey said. "I need my monkey shorts." "You can't transform without your underwear?" Salt laughed. "I can, but then I'd be naked. I may look like a monkey, but I still can be embarrassed," Mickey said, folding his arms.
"If we find you some monkey underwear, will you change for us?" West asked.
Mickey hesitated, but finally nodded. "Okay," he said. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
They say that the road to hell is also the road to heaven. At one end of the road is hell, while at the other end of the road is heaven. But the truth is, I've been walking on this road for what feels like an eternity, and I haven't seen either heaven or hell. I've gone in both directions, made chalk marks in the road, and never come across them again, so it's not a loop. Maybe one side is hell, and the other side is heaven, which explains all the chickens crossing the road while on fire.
Hi, everybody. Hey, how's it going? Hey, welcome back. No, you should be saying that to me, because I'm back. You've been there all along, listening to the weekly challenge this week on the topic of underwear. Did you enjoy it? I hope you did. If you want to catch more, there's more One A Day Until the Day I Die.com and show notes and the text of the stories and the topic of the next weekly challenge, which is Field. Go to the site oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for more information on how you can participate in this. And you do want to. Try it at least once. And then, okay, you've done it. And then you can keep coming back if you want, or if you don't, that's your call. Or you can try it once a year, or if you like the word field. Is there another word that you would like to have as a challenge? Hey, send it in. Let me know. We'll give it a try. Well, that's it. Thank you all for listening and being a part of this. I will see you all next week. Until then, as always, keep it brief.